This episode is sponsored in part by Launch Darkly. Take a look at what it takes to get your code into production. I'm going to just guess that it's awful because it's always awful. No one loves their deployment process. What if launching new features didn't require you to do a full-on code and possibly infrastructure deploy? What if you could test on a small subset of users and then roll it back immediately if results aren't what you expect? Launch Darkly does exactly this. To learn more, visit launchdarkly.com and tell them Corey sent you and watch for the wince. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm Cloud Economist Corey Quinn, and we have opened a couple of jobs here at the Duckbill Group. If that interests you, perhaps head to duckbillgroup.com/careers and see if anything suits you. Additionally, last week we found that the Pentagon has canceled the entire JEDI project, which is basically considered a win for AWS and absolutely no one else. Now, let's see what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. Amazon CloudFront announces new APIs, or APIs, as they call them internally, to locate and move alternate domain names, or CNAMEs. This is AWS dancing around calling this what it is, a mitigation for a clever hijacking method. Rumor has it more is going to come from that at DEFCON/Black Hat later this month. Amazon Kendra releases WebCrawler to enable website search. Amazon Kendra supports a search engine from 1994. That reference is incidentally old enough to not only drink, but get a sizable discount on its car insurance. Announcing the general availability of AWS local zones in Dallas and Philadelphia, which is good news both for y'all and use guys. AWS Lambda now supports Amazon MQ for RabbitMQ as an event source. Just like most of their customers who know better, AWS Lambda rolls out support for RabbitMQ in a manner that can only be described as begrudging. I get it. I hate that queue too. AWS lowers data processing charges for AWS PrivateLink. After your first $10,000 of PrivateLink charges in a region in a month, AWS starts giving you a discount. Managed NAT gateways could not be reached for comment at press time as they were too busy skiing down their mountain of money. Automate Amazon ES synonym file updates. I'm not entirely clear why Elasticsearch needs to automate adding cinnamon, but, you know, too many chefs and all that. Migrate Amazon QuickSight across AWS accounts. This blog post is one of the best sales brochures I've ever seen for Tableau, because migrating an AWS service like this between accounts is clearly an overly complicated, hellish nightmare. Integrating Amazon API Gateway private endpoints with on-premises networks. The previous solution of use an NLB and a hammer wasn't quite satisfying enough to meet customer demands. Persistent storage using EFS for EKS on Bottle Rocket. Let me retitle that for you. Using AWS services in order to use other AWS services. Extending an AWS code build environment for CPP applications. You'd really think they'd make a point to highlight that CPP in this context is C++, the venerable programming language. Not everyone has that in their glossary. Rethinking low-latency trading using AWS local zones. The engineer working at a high-frequency trading firm who suggests this to their employer will suddenly find their boss rethinking the decision to hire them in the first place. These companies do not want to host their algorithms in the cloud, full stop. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3, and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Generate a jazz rock track using AWS Deep Composer with machine learning. This blog is a great primer on using machine learning to disappoint each and every one of your musical idols. Miles Davis remains unimpressed. The Crown in the Cloud. Netflix did a thing. Netflix is an AWS customer, so via the transitive property of cloud billing, we did a thing, is basically how this whole thing goes. Getting started with AWS Amplify Data Store Multi-Auth for iOS. This uses a bunch of complex technical jargon to explain to iOS developers how to avoid using Cognito in some situations. How to build secure data lakes to accelerate your nonprofit's mission. How to help AWS profit from your nonprofit. Unlike many vendors, AWS does not offer a discount to registered nonprofits as a matter of course. How one Caribbean university digitally transformed and saved money by migrating to the cloud. As always, the saving money figure of, in this case, 50%, is derived through some hand-wavy TCO analysis. Once again, you don't save money by moving to the cloud. You enhance capabilities. Any other rationalization is a sales pitch. Automate resolution for IAM Access Analyzer cross-account access findings on IAM roles. This automated solution manages IAM, a service you don't understand, via the clever use of several other AWS services, which you also don't understand. And lastly, announcing our newest Twitch series, AWS Power Hour Architecting. Clearly, this series belongs in Twitch's fantasy role-playing genre. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please continue to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.